他得到其他很多伟大的人物的帮助。
One of the reasons may be because this person received help from a lot of other great persons.
大卫是一个伟大的人物。
And David is a great character.
我们也看到在他周遭有很多也很伟大的人物常常在帮助着大卫。
And we can see that he had a lot of great people helping him and surrounded him as well.
我们请看撒母耳记下十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章第一节。
Second Samuel chapter 12 verse 1.
请念。
Second Samuel chapter 12 verse 1. Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, "There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor."
拿单来到大卫的面前，他对大卫讲了一个比喻。
Nathan came to David and told him a parable.
第二节。
Verse 2, the rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds.
第三节。
Verse 3, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him.
第四节。
Verse 4, and a traveler came to the rich man who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him, but he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him.
这就是拿单对大卫所讲的一个很简单的一个故事。
So this is a simple story that Nathan told David.
第一节讲到是神差遣拿单去见大卫。
First one mentioned that God had sent Nathan to see David.
大卫在暗中行了一些事情很少人知道。
David had secretly done something that not many people knew about.
那而且是很大的过患很大的罪。
And it was a great transgression, a great sin.
但是虽然很少人知道，神却知道。
But even though only a few knew about it, but God knew.
我们请看箴言十五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3.
神的眼目无处不在，恶人善人他都鉴察。
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good.
神不但看好人，他的眼目也会看坏人。
So the eyes of the Lord is not only on good people, but also on the evil ones.
我们常常说神是无处不在的。
We always say God is everywhere.
意思就是说，我们每一个人所说的话、所做的事情，神都知道。
What it means is that God knew every words and everything that we do.
在人的面前我们可以隐藏，但是在神的面前我们没有办法隐藏。
We might try to cover it up in front of other people, but in front of God, it is impossible for us to cover it.
大卫在暗中所做的事情，很少人知道，但是神知道。
What David did secretly, not many will know, but God knew.
或许连拿单也不知道。
And perhaps even Nathan did not know.
或许拿单他知道，但是因为大卫太好了，他不相信大卫会做这样的事情。
Or perhaps Nathan knew, but because David was so good, Nathan could not believe that he did such a thing.
只要有一个人知道，通常事情就会传出去。
And as long as one person know about it, a lot of time it will spread.
所以或许拿单他也听说了。
And so perhaps Nathan heard about it.
但是不是大卫亲自的承认，他也不去采信。
But because unless David admitted himself, it is very hard for Nathan to believe that.
真的，在我们的周遭，真的有很多人，他们实在是太好了，所以我们不可能去相信。他们会做某些事情。
And indeed, we have a lot of people around us, because they're so good, it's hard for us to believe that they would do such things.
那相反的，有些人实在是太坏了，所以我们实在不相信他会做什么好事。
And on the other hand, there are some people who are so evil that it's hard for us to believe that they would do anything good.
常常我们不容易相信一个坏人他会变好。他会行好事。
A lot of times, it is hard for us to believe that an evil person or a bad person can turn good and do good things.
请看《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章十三节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 13.
亚拿尼亚回答说：“主啊，我听见许多人说，这个人怎样在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒。”
Then Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem."
主耶稣要亚拿尼亚去见这个扫罗啊。
The Lord Jesus wanted Ananias to went and see Saul.
这个亚拿尼亚一听到扫罗啊，马上的印象就是这是一个。逼迫基督徒的人。
And when Ananias heard that it was Saul, the first impression he got is that this man is the man who persecuted Christians.
哦，这个人怎么可能领受神的恩典
？How could this man, receive God's grace?
哦，他不可能信耶稣，所以他也不可能得主耶稣的恩典。
It's impossible for him to believe in Christ, and it's possible for him to receive grace.
啊，十四节，并且他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄，捆绑一切求告你名的人。
Verse 14 said, and here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name.
哦，这是一个大大逼迫基督徒的人。
This is a man who greatly persecuted Christians.
亚拿尼亚很难相信保罗他会信耶稣。
It's hard for Ananias to believe that Paul will ever believe in Christ.
就好像拿单，他可能不相信大卫会做坏事。
Just like Nathan may not believe that David could ever do anything bad.
所以在这里说神差遣拿单去见大卫。
So here it mentioned that the Lord sent Nathan to David.
很可能是神对拿单说：“是的，大卫做了这些。”罪恶的事情。
Maybe the Lord had told Nathan that yes, David indeed do all these bad things.
所以拿单去见大卫，他的目的就是要去宣告大卫所犯的罪。
And so the purpose for Nathan going to see David is to proclaim his transgressions or his sins.
这个拿单他可以有两种做法。
There are two things that Nathan can do.
因为现在是神要他去的，所以这是。大卫犯罪，这是确定的。
And since God wanted him to go, so it is definite that David had sinned.
所以拿单可以一见到大卫，就马上宣告大卫的罪。
So what Nathan could do is, as soon as he saw David, he could just told him that he sinned.
拿单可以马上的就责备大卫。
He could rebuke David immediately.
那另外可以用一个比较温和的方法。
And on another hand, he could use something. He could use a gentler way.
引导大卫自己来承认他所犯的罪。
He trying to guide David to admit his own sin.
所以拿单是用了第二种方法。
So Nathan used the second method.
他先讲了一个比喻来让大卫听。
He told a parable, to David.
那这是一个有智慧的做法。
This is a wise action.
这也是一个出于爱的做法。
This is also an action out of love.
因为大卫是当时的国王。
Because David was the king.
那拿单要讲出大卫所犯的错误跟罪。
And Nathan was to told David, his sin and what he did wrong.
人通常不喜欢别人来讲自己的错误，甚至指责自己的罪。
And men, normally do not like other people telling him what he did wrong or rebuke him for his sin.
人很有可能的反应就是发怒。
And a very possible reaction is anger.
你说到我的痛，所以我不高兴。
You have touched my wound, therefore I'm not happy about it.
甚至大卫可能会反过来伤害这个拿单。
And David can even hurt Nathan.
所以拿单用这温和的方法是有智慧的，他可以保护自己。
And so Nathan using a gentler way to approach David is a wise approach because he could protect himself.
但是通常神的先知不是那么的怕死。
But a lot of time God's prophet they are not a man who is afraid of death.
所以比较正确的说法应该是拿单他爱大卫。
And so, A better way to explain this is that Nathan loves David.
他希望借着他的引导，能够让大卫自己来认罪。
And he wishes to guide David to admit his own sin.
他希望能够引导大卫在神的面前来悔改。
He wished that he could guide David into repenting in front of God.
人在人面前常常是没有希望的。
And a lot of time in the eyes of men, in front of men, we have no hope.
哦，但是人在神的面前，他总是有希望。
But in front of God, we always have hope.
哦，因为神的爱永远是大过人的爱。
Because God's love is always greater than man's love.
神的能力永远大过人的能力。
God's power is always greater than man's power.
那神最大的能力就是赦免人的罪。
And God's greatest power is to forgive sins.
哦，所以在耶稣的时代，这些法利赛人曾经质疑主耶稣说：“你是谁，竟然可以赦免人的罪？”
And so in the time of the Lord Jesus, the Pharisees always rebuked Jesus and said, "Who are you that you have the authority to forgive sin?"
哦，因为他们知道赦免人的罪是神的权柄。
Because they know that is the authority that God has.
拿单的比喻。很清楚的是指向大卫所做的事情。
And Nathan's parable is very clearly targeted towards what David had done.
他说在一座城里有两个人。
He said in the city there were two men.
一个是有钱的人，一个是穷人。
A rich man and a poor man.
在耶路撒冷里头有大卫王，有乌利亚。
In Jerusalem there was David and Uriah.
大卫是以色列的王。乌利亚只是大卫底下的一个战士。
And David was the king of Israel, whereas Uriah was just a soldier under David.
他们虽然很大的不一样，但是也有一些相同的地方。
Even though they are very different, but they have some similarities.
因为他们两个人都是有那种勇敢、没有惧怕的特性。
Both of them have.This courage that they do not fear anything.
哦，大卫是王，那他本身也是一位战士。
And David, even though he was a king, but he himself is also a warrior.
哦，大卫在年轻的时代，他就表现出他的勇敢。
And when he was young, he have exhibited his courage.
那这乌利亚是大卫底下的这个战士，他也是一个勇敢的战士。
And so Uriah was a warrior under David, and he was also very courageous.
那大卫在这个事情上面是那么的丑陋，原因就是他利用乌利亚的勇敢。
And the fact that what David did was so ugly is because he have used Uriah's courage.
人最丑陋的一件事情就是利用别人的优点来伤害自己。
And the ugliest thing a man can do is to use other people's strength for his own benefit.
我们请看撒母记下十一章。
Let's turn to Second Samuel chapter 11.
撒母记下十一章十四节。
Second Samuel chapter 11 verse 14.
十四节，第二天早晨，大卫写信以耶押，叫乌利亚随手带去。
The morning it happened that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah.
大卫的第一个计谋没有成功。
And David's first scheme did not succeed.
所以他为了遮掩自己的罪，他进行第二个计谋。
So to cover up his own sin, he now go on to the second plan.
他写了一封信，要乌利亚交给将军耶押。
He wrote a letter and want Uriah to hand that letter to his general Joab.
十五节信内写着说要派乌利亚前进到正是极险之处，你们便退后，使他被杀。
15 and he wrote in the letter saying, set Uriah in the forefront of the hardest battle and retreat from him that he may be struck down and die.
一个军人他通常只能够接受上面给他的命令。
The soldiers can only accept the order given by his superior.
虽然很危险，他也要勇敢的前进。
Even though it is very dangerous, he must go forward.
乌利亚就是这样一个顺服命令、勇敢的人。
So Uriah was a man that obeys orders, and he was also very courageous.
所以大卫叫耶押说，把他派到最危险的地方。
So, David told Joab to send Uriah to the most dangerous place.
在最危险的时候，其他的人赶快退后。
And in the most dangerous time, they asked everybody to retreat.
再勇敢的人，再厉害的人，在那种情况之下，一定会被杀。
No matter how great or how courageous a man is, under that circumstances, he will surely be killed.
拿单所说的比喻，那个有钱的人，拿了那个穷人的这个母羊羔。
In Nathan's parables, the rich man had took the lamb of the poor man.
因为他有钱，所以他 也有势力。
Because he is rich, therefore he also have power.
所以他应该是用强迫的手段来得到这穷人的母羊羔。
So he should have used force to gain this lamb from the poor.
我们知道大卫他后来也得到了乌利亚的妻这个拔示巴。
We know that David in the end had Uriah's wife Bathsheba.
大卫用的就是他的计谋，他做国王的这种权势。
And David have used in his scheme the authority and the power he have as a king.
在整个过程里头，乌利亚他一点都不知道这国王是在陷害他。
And of all of these, Uriah have never even suspected or know that the king is set up to harm him.
乌利亚还是一面的服从命令。
And Uriah is still very obediently follow orders.
这样子更凸显出大卫在这一件事情上面他的丑陋，他的恶行。
And this show even more how ugly and how evil David was.
如果说大卫他也真的爱这个拔示巴。
And if we say that David indeed really love Bathsheba.
但是这是一个不合法的爱。
But this is not a lawful love.
这是一个滥用了所谓的爱。
And this is a love that is
abused.
That is abusive love.
大卫已经有很多的妃嫔。
And David already have a lot of wife and concubines.
这个乌利亚可能只有一个妻子。
And Uriah perhaps only have one wife.
就是这一位单一的他深深所爱的。
And he have only this one wife who he deeply love.
所以如果提到男女之间的爱，这乌利亚的爱是显得更，虽然很平凡，但是很高贵。
But if we're talking about a love between men and women, even though Uriah's love might seem ordinary, but it's also very precious.
所以平凡人的生活好像不怎么显眼，但是我们仔细的去品味，常常它是很高贵的。
And an ordinary man's life might not seem very catchy or catching the eyes, but If you look at it more clearly or in details, they are very precious as well.
我们都很平凡。
All of us are very ordinary.
但是神却很欣赏我们。
But God really find favor in us.
因为在我们在平凡的当中，我们显出高贵来，是神所喜悦的。
Because in our ordinariness, we shows how precious it is.And therefore, that is something that is precious in the eyes of God.
所以很多的时候，我们不用去跟那些很特殊、很特别的人去做比较。
And so, a lot of time, we do not need to compare ourselves to those people that are special or elites.
因为神在看人、看事情，跟人在看人、看事情，常常是不一样的。
Because men'sway of looking at men or things are different than God's ways of looking at men and things.
所以一直到马太福音第一章，再写到耶稣的家谱。
So in Matthew chapter 1, when it listed Jesus' genealogy,
在提到拔示巴的时候，还是用乌利亚的妻拔示巴。
when it mentioned about Bathsheba, it still used Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah.
那大卫这件事情就好像火车夜出的轨道。
And so what David did is just like a train off the rail.
这个火车夜出的轨道，那是一个很大的意外，会带来很大的伤害。
When a train is off its rail, it is a big incident and it will bring a lot of harm.
在我们的生活当中，很多事情它有一定的轨道。
And in all life, a lot of things have their own track.
在我们的生活当中，很多事情它有一定的规范。
And in a lot of times in our life, there's a lot of things that have its own boundaries.
这开车 也常常是要有一定的道路跟规划。
And when we're driving, we have to drive it on a certain roads, or there's a boundary for it.
如果超出了那个规划，常常就会造成意外。
If we get off of that track, then we will cause an accident.
那就会带来伤害，甚至带来毁坏。
Bring about harm and also sometimes destruction.
好，所以我们要求常常求神帮助我们。
So we all have to ask God to help us.
让我们能够保守我们在我们所应该走的道路上面。
So He can keep us so that we can walk on the path we are supposed to walk on.
因为我们的软弱，有时候我们真的会超出了范围。
Because sometimes if we are weak, we can go off track.
你看，连大卫他都会超出了范围，那更何况是我们？
You see, even David, he could also go astray and let alone us.
那这就是为什么在生活当中有时候会有伤害，有时候会有毁坏。
That's why in life sometimes we have many harmful things that happen and many destructions.
那我们再来看这个大卫的反应跟拿单的宣告。
And also let us look further at David's reaction and also Nathan's proclamations.
请看十二章第五节。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 5.
请念。
Verse 5, so David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die.
在我们听拿单讲这个比喻，我们很容易就会想到说这个在讲大卫。
And when we were reading about how Nathan told this parable, very immediately we think that he is talking about David.
那从第五节大卫的反应啊，这个大卫似乎没有感觉到这个比喻就是在讲他。
But in verse 5, from David's reaction, it seems like David had no idea that this parable is all about him.
他很生气，说做这种事情的人该死。
He's really angry and say the man that who has done this shall die.
他第六节说他要偿还羊羔四倍。
And verse 6, he said he shall restore fourfold for the lamb.
这个富有的人他做这样的事情实在是没有廉耻的心。
And this, for this rich man to do such thing, he really has no mercy.
如果大卫听得出来说这是在说他自己，可能他的反应不是这样子。
If David had realized that Nathan was talking about him, perhaps his reaction would be different.
他竟然没有听出来这在说他。
But he did not get at all that Nathan was talking about him.
那有时候人听懂了，那反应又是怎样？
And sometimes if you understand what the other person is trying to say, then what is the reaction?
真的在我们周遭有很多人真的是凭着爱心在讲诚实话。
And all around us, there are many people who are who are saying honest words with love.
有很多人真的是很有修养，讲话很客气。
And a lot of people would be more polite and use very polite words.
很多时候，我们周遭的人不愿意直接的来讲我们的软弱，讲我们的过患。
And sometimes people around us will not directly point out our weaknesses or our transgressions.
但是很多时候， 我们是听得出来的。
But a lot of times we understood what they're trying to say.
但是我们可能的反应是什么？
But what is our possible reactions?
请看马可福音十二章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 12.
马可福音十二章十二节。
Mark chapter 12, verse 12.
十二节，他们看出这比喻是指着他们说的，就想要捉拿他，只是惧怕百姓，于是离开他走了。
Verse 12, and they had knew he had spoken the parable against them, so they left him and went away.
主耶稣指着这些文士、法利赛人讲比喻。
And the Lord Jesus had said parables targeted towards these Pharisees and scribes.
那这些人。听得出来，看得出来，主耶稣在是在讲他们。
And these people understood that the Lord was talking about them.
那结果他们的反应是这样子。
So this is their reaction.
哦，他们对主耶稣更是生气，更是怨恨。
They hated Jesus even more and was angry at him.
哦，他们真想要把主耶稣抓拿起来。
They wanted to arrest him.
哦，只是还不是时候。没有好的机会。
And but yet this the time hasn't come yet, and this is not a good opportunity.
所以我们看到普遍性的人性真的是很差的。
And so we know that
人性哈真的是很是很不好，很软弱。
And we know that man's nature is really bad, and we're very weak.
哦，大卫他听不懂。
David did not understand.
哦，那听得懂的人，他也不会接受，反而是生气。
And but those who understand, they did not receive the words, but on the contrary, they get angry.
哦，圣经里头都是在讲别人。
The Bible is always talking about other people.
哦，但是我们要想到，如果是我们的话，我们可能跟他们一样。
And then we might think that if it was us, we would probably do the same thing.
那从大卫的反应，我们也也可以看出一件事情。
And from David's reaction, we can also see one thing.
一个犯错的人，他仍然知道什么是对，什么是错。
A person who did something wrong still know what is wrong and what is right.
哦，不一定犯错的人，他的想法都是错的，他的判断都是错的。
So for a person who did something wrong, it's not necessarily that all his decisions or all his thoughts are wrong.
哦，大卫是一个犯罪犯错的人。
David was someone who sinned, who did a big mistake.
哦，他听了这个比喻，他就知道谁对谁错。
And after he heard this parable, he knew immediately who was right and who was wrong.
啊，这也是人性的一个很大的真实的一面。
And this is also a very realistic face of human nature.
哦，不要以为说一个犯错的人，他所说的话也都是错误的。
We should not think that a person who did something wrong, all the things that he said is always wrong.
大卫犯罪，但是大卫在这里的判断是对的。
David sinned, but yet his judgment here was right.
但是他为什么继续的在错
？But why is it that he continued on doing things wrong?
这是人很可怜的地方。
That's the pitiful side of man.
他好像没有办法回头。
It seems like he did not, he did not find a way to return.
哦，有些事情做了就没有办法再回头的。
Because some things that have been done, it's impossible for us to turn it back.
你吃错了东西，以后你就不要再去吃那个东西。
If you ate something wrong, then in the future you would not eat it again.
哦，但是在处理人与人之间的事情，有时候并不是这么简单。
But when we are dealing with interaction between men, sometimes it's not that simple.
这就是为什么大卫还是继续要跟拔示巴在一起。
And that is why David still continued to be with Bathsheba.
哦，其实大卫所需要的是什么
？So what is it that David really want?
被指出来，然后他认罪。
To be pointed out his mistake and to repent.
我们请看十二章第七节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 7.
拿单对大卫说：“你就是那一个人。”
Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man."
你就是那一个富有的人。
You are that rich man.
你就是那一个抢夺穷人母羊羔的人。
You are the rich man who took the lamb from the poor.
其实这个是大卫所需要的。
And so that is really what David needed.
真的有人去指出他的罪，他的错来。
For someone to point out his mistake and his sins.
有时候有些在犯罪在逃的人，当他被抓到了。
And for a person who is guilty of something and he's trying to flee away and he was captured.
当他被抓的时候，他说：“我一下就轻松了，就 release 了。”
At the moment when he was captured, he says, "Now I'm released."
我不用再逃了。
I don't have to flee anymore.
我不用再躲了。
I don't need to avoid anyone anymore.
真的被抓了反而是一种释放。
And indeed, being captured was a way for him to release himself.
大卫就是在等这一个时候。
David was waiting for this moment.
他没有勇气来承认自己的错误。
He had no courage to admit his own mistake.
如果有人能够指出来，那也是一件好事。
If someone else can point it out, that is also a good thing.
因为被指出来了，他才有办法进行第二步。
Because after his sin was pointed out, then he can take the second step.
十三节，大卫对拿单说：“我得罪主了。”
Verse 13, David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord."
他多么想要说出这一句话。
And how much have he wanted to say these words?
但是他没有机会讲。
But he did not have the opportunity.
现在拿单指出他的罪来。
Now Nathan had pointed out his sins.
他终于能够说出口，我是得罪了神了。
Now he can say with his own mouth, "I have sinned against the Lord."
这就是为什么神差派拿单去见大卫。
This is why the Lord sent Nathan to see David.
所以神对大卫其实还是充满着爱，充满着怜悯。
So the Lord, our God, still have love and mercy towards David.
只有这样子，大卫才能够真正恢复他应该有的生活。
And only in this way that David can restore the life that he had before.
很多人不知道大卫所做的事情。
A lot of people did not know what David did.
人不知道，不等于大卫就没事。
And just because man did not know, it doesn't mean that it's okay for David.
其实大卫应该活得不快乐。
And we can say that David did not lead a happy life.
现在拿单指出他的罪来，现在他在神的面前认罪了。
And now Nathan had pointed out David's sin, and he had repented and admitted his sin in front of Nathan.
他才能够恢复他应该有的生活。
And he can restore the life he should have.
我们请看诗篇五十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇第四节。
Psalm 51, verse 4.
诗篇五十一篇第四节。
Psalm 51, verse 4.
大卫说：“我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。”在你眼前行了这个恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
Verse 4, against you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge.
大卫在神的面前，他能够说出口了。
And so he can say with his own mouth in front of God.
也包括在众人的面前来讲出口。
And he can also say it aloud in front of the people.
其实这是一个恩典，这是一个怜悯。
And that is indeed a mercy of God and a blessing.
这才是一个真正的释放。
And this is the true release.
遮掩只是让自己有更大的压力。
When you cover something up, it only put a lot of burden and pressure on you.
十二节。
Verse 12.
求你使我仍得救恩之乐，是我乐意的灵扶持我。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit.
他认罪了，所以他才有资格进一步的求神，继续赐给他救恩，继续用乐意的灵来扶持他。
And because he admitted his sin, now he is able to ask God to restore to him his joy of salvation and uphold him.
所以拿单也知道神的目的是什么。
So Nathan also know the purpose of God.
每一个人都是神所爱的。
God loves everyone.
每一个人都是神所要赦免的。
And God wants to forgive everyone.
神的目的是要大卫真的得到赦免。
God's purpose is for David to receive through forgiveness.
但是大卫他必须要承认他的错误，他必须要悔改。
But David needs to admit his sin and also repent.
我们请看诗篇三十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇第一节。
Psalm 32, verse 1.
第一节，得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
人对得着福气的定义可能不太一样。
And men perhaps have different definition on receiving blessing.
大卫得过神很多的祝福。
David received a lot of blessings from God before.
那在这里，他特别指出来，这种得到赦免。被遮盖罪的人，这个是有福的。
And here he especially pointed out, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
第二节，凡心里没有诡诈，神不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Verse 2, blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
当我们遮掩的时候，别人不知道，所以别人不认为我们有罪。
When we cover things up, other people didn't know, so they did not think we sin.
不是别人认为我们没有罪，我们就真的会快乐。
But it's not that when others did not think we sin, that we can have a happy life.
要紧的是神不算我们是有罪的。
What's important is whether or not God counted us as sin.
这个才是最重要的，这个才是真的有福气的。
That is the most important thing, and that is the most blessed.
所以在神的面前不用遮掩。
So we cannot, should not cover up anything in front of God.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀恨而骨头枯干。
When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long.
不认罪其实真的是很辛苦。
It's very hard, and difficult when we do not admit our sin.
但是人真的常常不容易认罪。
But oftentimes it's very difficult for us to admit our sins.
也是需要神的怜悯，我们才有办法认罪。
And we also need God's mercy for us to be able to admit our sin.
就好像大卫有神的怜悯，他才能够认罪。
Just like David, he had the mercy of God, therefore he was able to admit his sin.
第五节，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向主承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪。
Verse 5, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgive the iniquity of my sin.
这个大卫终于能够在神的面前来陈明他的过患，他的罪。
So David finally was able to confess all his transgression and his sin in front of God.
那所以呢，他也得到了神的赦免。
Therefore, he also received God's forgiveness.
那今天我们要常常求神这样来怜悯我们。
And today we have to ask God to have mercy on us.
让我们能够在他的面前来陈明我们的罪。
So that we can confess our sin in front of him.
是的，神赦免了大卫。
And indeed God forgave David.
但是神的爱也不会违背他自己的公义。
But God's love will not deny his justice.
我们请看回撒母耳记下十二章。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
十二章第十节。
Verse 10.
你既藐视我，娶了赫人乌利亚的妻为妻，所以刀剑必不离开你的家。
Now therefore the sword has never departed from your house because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife.
是的，神赦免了。但是大卫所做的错误，那仍然是一个错误。
Yes, that God had forgave David's sin, but the sin that he committed is still a sin.
所以大卫还是要去承担那个错误所带来的后果。
And he must bear the consequences of that sin.
所以这里神说刀剑永不离开你的家。
So here God said to him that the sword shall never depart from your house.
因为神是慈爱的，神也是公义的。
Because God is kind and good, but then God is also just.
那对这个比喻，我们做三个结论。
And towards this parable, we can make three conclusions.
今天如果神让我们担当做拿单这一个角色。
If today God have asked us to take the role of Nathan,
我们求神啊，给我们智慧，给我们爱心。
We ask God to give us wisdom as well as love.
那第二个啊，我们要求神保守我们。
Second, we ask God to keep us.
啊，不要犯大卫所犯的错误跟罪。
So that we do not sin like David.
第三个结论。
The third.
如果万一我们像大卫这样子。犯了罪。
If we sin like just like David,
我们求神怜悯我们，像怜悯大卫那样子，给我们有认罪悔改的机会。
So we ask God to have mercy on us and forgive us, just like He have mercy on David and forgive him, so that we have opportunity.
唱诗502首。
Let's sing hymn 502.